The Mishnah said on Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph, "Ve'elu hein shematzilin oisam benafshan. Haroidef achar chaver lahargoy, v'achar azochar, v'achar hanayra murasa." We made a big deal about this in the previous daf, that you see in the Mishnah that even though the prototypical roidef is someone that's running after someone to kill him, but the parasha of roidef is not exclusive to a roidef achar chaver lahargoy. So too, someone that's roidef achar azachar for mishkav zachar, or someone's roidef achar anayra murasa for gili arayis, would be included in this parsha. In fact, the Gemara brought a brisa that said that it's not only a roidef achar azachar and achar anayra murasa, but really someone that's roidef after somebody for gili arayis, whether it's a chayve krisos or whether it's a chayve mises bezdin, would also be included in the parish of roidef. We saw the shita of Rav Shimon Bayechai and the shita of Rav Blazer Rav Shimon, who hold that even someone that's roidef achar avodah zarah to worship the avodah zarah, or if somebody's roidef achar act of chilul Shabbos, they too would be included in this halacha of the Eluhein shematzil lenoisa benafshan. Another thing that we spoke about in the raid of Daf Ayin Gimel that I think is worth chazering over because it's really yesoid hayesoidis, and that is that Daf Ayin Beis and Daf Ayin Gimel of Sanhedrin both talked about the concept of the roidef, meaning where somebody's trying to kill someone in loydamim. On some level, this person's life right now is not of any value and you're allowed to go ahead and kill him. Stating that, the two dafin and the two sugyas were not the same. The sugya and Daf Ayin Beis was the sugya of Habab Machteres. The sugya in Daf Ayin Gimel was the sugya of Roidef. The sugya Habab Machteres is where somebody breaks into your house and there's a chazaka that this person is going to kill you in the event that you put up a fight. Chazal said, Imbo lahargecha, hashkem lahargoy, and therefore, if you want to kill him, this is something you're allowed to do. The sugya in Daf Ayin Gimel is the sugya of Roidef. The sugya of Roidef is where one person is chasing somebody else, he wants to kill him, and now you're a third person, you're an innocent bystander, you see this whole inyan playing out, you have a right, or maybe even an obligation, to go now and to kill the Roidef. It's not a bechina of imbala hargecha, because nobody's trying to kill you. You're just observing. But if you see somebody trying to kill somebody else, you, as a yid, need to do the right thing, get involved in a fight that's not yours, and go and kill the roidef. The two respective parshiyos are different. They're learned out from different makayas. The makarta in bola hargecha hashkem lahargoy is the parsha of Habab Machteres. The mikar to haroidef acha chaver lahargoy, where the halach is niten latzila benafshoy, is learned out in the maskon of the Gemara and the Afayin Gimel from the parsha of naira murasa with a hekish to the parsha of ritzicha. It's not one and the same. In fact, the parsha of imbol lahargoy chashkim lahargoy is a parsha of self-defense. The parsha of roidef is where you're an innocent bystander and you're going to get in the way of somebody trying to kill somebody else. What we talked about in the previous raid bite was, why do we need two parshias? Bukhura, why do you need a parsha of self-defense? And why do I need a parsha of roidef? Now, just to be clear, that's poshet, that if all I would have is the parish of Baba Machteres, the parish of self-defense, but I wouldn't have the parish of Roidef, I'd never be able to learn Roidef from self-defense. You can't learn that me as an innocent bystander can kill Reuven if he's trying to kill Shimon from the fact that the Torah said that if someone's trying to kill me, I can kill him. In Baba Hargacha, Hashkim Lahargoy, self-defense, I hear. But the fact that I can mishzach harayin in a fight that's not mine and go ahead and kill the Roidef, mehechatesi. So to ask Akasha, that why do I need the sugya of Roidef? Why don't I know Roidef from Baba Machteres? That's a silly question, because in Bala Hargah Hashkin Laharga is self-defense, that's more mistaber than Roidef. The question's more in the reverse. That once I have a parsha and a sugya of Roidef, why do I need the halacha of in Bala Hargah Hashkin Laharga? Every time a person is Bala Hargah, by definition, he's a Roidef. So if he's a Roidef and an innocent bystander can kill him, certainly you yourself, the Nirdev, can kill him. So why do I need a sugya of Baba Machteres? Why do I need this piskam of in Bala Hargah Hashkin Laharga, which the Gemara often invokes? Brachas Nunches, Brachas Amach Beis, Tape Clay, he's anyways a Roidef. So it was regarding that kasha that we spoke at all the nafkaminis that Reb Shmuel Yaakov presented in his shiurim. In other words, The short answer is because imbala hardecha hashkim lahargoy is a much more liberal idea than roidef. Meaning, when you can kill a roidef and when you can't kill a roidef is governed by very, very strict and nuanced halachas. When it comes to self-defense, the halachas are much less strict. And it's for that reason, even though it's true, every imbala hardecha hashkim lahargoy tepek lei is a roidef, emes lamitai. But at the same time, there is a greisa nafgemina. Now that we're being mechadish a concept of imbala hargacha hashkim lahargai. Because based on roidef, you would be limited. Now that you have a din of imbala hargacha hashkim lahargai, so now the Shulchan Aruch is going to be more liberal, and that's why it's negated that halacha. Now, what are the nafkaminas? So in the previous staff, we spoke out five nafkaminas. We mentioned the Rosh that says, Nepach Zimri Vaharag Lepinchas. He would have been potter. The Rosh says only Zimri could kill Pinchas. Why? Because he's the nerdof. And klapi him, it's imbala hargacha hashkim lahargai. But if a third person would kill Pinchas, of course, he would have been a regular Reitzech. We spoke at the Rivash, these are Rishonim, where the Rivash said that even though there's a Sugi in Shas, where the Roidef needs Asra, in Tzarech Asra, that's only as a third person. But as it relates to the Nirdef has a right to kill someone who's trying to kill him, even without the Sugi of Hasra, right? The whole Shail of Asra is Klapi Din Roidef, but self-defense, I for sure won't have to come on to that. We mentioned the Mishnah Melech, which is going to segue into the beginning of the daf now, and that is when it comes to a Roidef, there's a Halacha, Roidef, Shayu Roidef, Acha Chaver, Lahargav, Yachal, Atzilav, Echa Meivarav, Vulay Hitzel Nereg, it's going to be a problem, says the Mishnah Melech. That's only true for a third person. The Nirdef, even if it's Yachal, Atzilav, Echa Meivarav. Either way, there's many Nafkaminas with the din of Imbol Lahargav, Hashkim Lahargav, versus the din of Roidef. That's why we have two parashis in the Torah. Again, Clark. There's Sanhedrin Ayin Beis, that's Bava Machteres. There's Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel, that's Roidev. Loi Roi Yizeh, Keroi Yizeh, Loi Roi Yizeh, Keroi Yizeh. Hatzad, Hashava, Shebahen, is that it's an idea where someone's trying to kill someone, and as a result, you can go preemptively and take him out. You don't have to wait to defend yourself. You can go on the offensive. Stating that, the two sugyas are not the same sugya. One is a sugya of me, myself, defending myself. Self-defense, imbala hargach hashkim lahargai. The other one is where nobody's attacking you, but you're going to meddle into someone else's situation because you want to do the right thing. That's the sugya of roidef.